Last summer, Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard's office closed the Project School, a charter on the city's east side. Authorities closing a charter school for low test scores is nothing new, but what happened next was surprising. About 20 defiant Project School families declared in August that they would hold classes this year, charter or not. And they have, despite a lack of accreditation or funding. State Impact Indiana's Kyle Stokes visited the new school, Project Libertas, as its ragtag group of parents and staff searches for a more permanent home.
Gym class at Project Libertas is unusual, and not because the younger students call their game of dodgeball destroy all students.
Hey, do not fight over the ball!
Gym class is unusual because it's the one Project Libertas class where the classroom setting doesn't throw you off. All of the classes take place in a gym. About 35 students in kindergarten through eighth grade squeeze into tiny rooms between the gym's trampolines and tumbling mats. The church-owned building is a fitting home for a misfit school.
So I don't even know that there's a word to describe here. We need a few hyphenations. We're an independent hyphen communal hyphen startup school.
Matthew Brooks has become parent-in-chief at Project Libertas. When the mayor ordered the project school closed in August and when some of the school's staff declared they would hold class this year, Brooks was among the first to take up the challenge.
I mean, parents are calling me saying, school? What do you mean? You know, it's like, I mean real school. We're going to do this.
Even for the school choice haven of Indiana, what Libertas parents have created this year takes school choice to an extreme. And many of Libertas' parents chose this school for the same reason they chose the project school. They felt there was nowhere better in Indianapolis for their kids to go.
I can leave my kids here and I feel like they have another mom and dad.
After a bad experience soured her to mainstream schools, Audretta Wright enrolled four of her children in Project Libertas.
I have to say this, I'm not prejudiced at all, but they was at a school where my kids was ignored. And although these teachers out here are white, they care about these kids, whether they black, Mexican, white, it doesn't matter.
Project Libertas parents refuse to turn any students away, which comes at a high cost. The school's tuition is whatever families can afford to pay. That covers only half of the school's expenses. Donations and fundraisers cover some of the rest. Libertas parents know their choice comes with a huge financial challenge, and they're trying to be practical.
There's a lot of really just normal, everyday parents here. I feel like I'm one of them.
Jeremy Clay has five children at Project Libertas. He left his business as a contractor to stay at home with his kids, but now he's started taking jobs again. When his clients pay, Clay asks them to write the checks straight to Project Libertas.
Our year has totally not what we thought it was, and it's a lot more difficult. We're having to be involved on a level that I haven't been involved with anything in a long time, both financially and physically. They need physical help, they need financial help.
And academically, Libertas will have to prove itself, too.
And why don't you put your eyes on the board?
The school staff of four uses state standards to guide their lessons, but Libertas students won't take statewide tests this year. The school will have to earn accreditation, all against the backdrop of the project school's closure. A mayor's office review of the project school before it closed found the charter was not meeting some key standards of academic performance, curriculum strength, and fiscal health. But Matthew Brooks says Project Libertas is a chance to start fresh.
We aren't the project school. The leadership from the project school is not here. Most of the founders are not here. We're something completely different.
Brooks says Libertas parents will apply in April to become a freeway school, a kind of private school. That way, families could use state vouchers to pay their tuition. Students could start taking statewide tests again. The school would actually be able to fully compensate its staff. In other words, Project Libertas could move out of the gym and back on to the grid. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.